Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
It's the weekend.
We survived the heat.
Barely.
It's been hot. It takes me back to, what was it? Good Morning Vietnam. It's hot. Hot. Man, it was, though. I was coming down the road the other day, and there was a road crew out doing some road work, and the guy with the sign, it looked like you'd walked up to him and dumped 10 mm-hmm. gallons of water on him.
Mm-hmm.
It was unreal.
How'd you think I felt?
Aww.
Out there in turnout gear.
Aww. But you choose to do that. You volunteered to do that. You can't complain about something you're volunteering to do.
You know what we decided we were going to do? My lieutenant said we need to put, like, sprinklers on the outside of the trucks.
And stand in front of
it. And, like, push, like, a little button and just walk up to it and get yourself a little shower and then go back to work. I thought it was a bang-up idea.
Sounds good to me.
I know.
But welcome into the show. It's another Saturday in Woods and Water, South Carolina. My name is Roger Metz, and we don't say that much anymore. Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah, who are you?
Who am I? I don't even know.
I don't see you very much anymore, so who are you?
I'm Taylor. Nice to meet you, Dad.
Yes.
I'm
good to see
daughter.
You again. Yes, uh-huh. You're my daughter. Yes. Uh-huh. I have two of them.
Yeah, you do. glad you know that.
But yeah, folks, it is hot. And luckily, this past week it was dry. You know, it wasn't the humidity levels weren't near what they were the week before. Mm-hmm. So it was almost tolerable, but be careful because you can dehydrate in a hurry even when there's no humidity.
We always, like, say if you're planning on being outside for a long periods of time, start drinking water the day before.
Yep, the day before.
Because you will sweat so much and... Yep. And even when you're out there, continue to drink water, but don't start the morning of.
Yeah, because you don't realize it when you don't realize it on the front end when you're getting that heat exhaustion or whatever you got.
And if you feel like you're hot, if you're outside working in your garden or something, go inside, take a break. Yeah. Don't push yourself.
But don't go inside and then drink a lot of water because that's bad for you.
Yeah,
too.
Don't do that either.
drink in moderation, folks.
Yeah.
Even when it comes to water.
Uh-huh.
But thanks for joining us today. We're gonna be talking to Patrick Walters, Bassmaster Elite Series guy, and been following him on the water since 2014. He is fishing the National Professional Fishing League this year, so we'll probably talk a little bit about both. And then we don't know what else we're gonna talk about, but we'll find something to fill up a couple of segments with him. He's always fun to be around and to talk to. And as you told me on the phone the other day, I haven't refused to take your call yet. So I guess I'll know at some point if I've ever screwed up because he won't answer my phone call.
Answer you.
That's right. is there anything going on? Lots of 4th of July stuff. And I know I covered some of this last week. And if you listened last week, you just have to – that was a great – Scott does such a great show when we talk about all that. But I hated to rerun a show last week. But the week before that was just a – I mean, you think you have bad weeks or busy weeks, and then you have a week like that, and it just, it was like radio, what? Radio show? So
it was a long week last week.
Yeah, and schedules just changed, and including our guests and all. We'll get them back on later on. But, yeah, we're gonna have Scott on for a real show coming up this fall. We bought a food saver. Well, not a food saver. We bought a Weston 2600. It is a...
Make it sound so fancy.
A vacuum sealer, almost an industrial grade. Yeah, kind of like the kitchen grade, the commercial grade, the industrial grade. I think this one's... It's a hoot. It's a hoot to use.
I'm having fun with it. I think you're having too much fun.
I am having fun with it.
You're having too much fun.
I smoked 30 pounds of Boston Butts the first part of the week, ate probably 2 pounds that night.
Ate
a couple pounds to my parents, gave a couple pounds to your sister, and still put 14 pounds of Boston Butt in the freezer on the shrink wrap. Oh, pro tip. We'll get to that later. We'll talk about vacuum seal a little bit later on. What's the matter with you? You got to sneeze.
Okay.
I saw that one coming.
Stop.
That was hilarious, folks.
Stop!
That was so much fun.
Everybody
to watch.
Makes fun of me because of the way I sneeze.
Well, yeah, it is.
Did your mother never tell you not to make fun of people's sneezes?
She did, but she taught me not to do a lot of things that I always did.
Should've known better than that.
Yeah, you opened yourself up that. We'll get back to that. But anyway, let's calendar events is about the 4th of July,
brought
except
to
for
you
this.
Bye.
Capital City, Lake Murray Country.
You took my line.
Brought to you by Capital City.
Lake Murray Country. No, it's see.
Speak up.
It's
it doesn't sound
you
right.
You just ruined it.
Okay.
Just
we have the calendar events brought to you by Capital City.
Lake Murray Country.
There we go. Okay.
Golly.
If you're fast, like in the next 3 hours, 2.5 hours.
What?
Yeah, you can make it down to Columbia for the 7th annual Columbia Shrimp and Grits Fest. This is something on there. This is on their page. It's going to be at, Lord have mercy, I hate this.
What?
I'm sure it's at Seawells. Saturday, 6 to 9. I'm sure it's at Seawells. But it doesn't say. Why do they send me this stuff and don't tell me where it's at?
Oh.
Anyway, it's the Shrimp and Grits Festival in Columbia. Columbia's 6 to see. Oh, well. Go down there. Or look on the Capital City Lake Murray Country website, but I'm almost positive it's Seawells Catering right there at the fairgrounds. 7th and Columbia. It's just a bunch of restaurants that have shrimp and grits on the menu. Most of them come there to see who's the best. All right. What you got?
That would be worth a trip down there?
Absolutely.
Fountain Fireworks Spectacular is putting on their fireworks show July 2nd. It all starts at 6 p.m. They're going to have food and music and kids entertainment. It doesn't say when the fireworks start, but I'm assuming it's going to be around like 9:45 or 10.
10 o'clock.
Because when the sun is completely down.
Yep.
So, yeah.
If you're on Facebook, go to any lake group. And they will tell you where the fireworks are on the lake. I know the Friends of Lake Kiwi have been talking about South Cove and one of the marinas is having and et cetera, et cetera. So if you're on Facebook and you want to know where the local fireworks display on your lake is going to be, that's the best place to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
July 4th celebration at Big Water Marina and Campground on Lake Hartwell is going to have their fireworks show starting at 9 p.m. They're starting a little early. They're also going to have music and food trucks. And that's July 2nd.
South Carolina's 4th of July tradition continues on July the 4th. It's a salute from the shore. I'm not quite sure which one this is, but it's a bunch of them.
We'll be to one of them, won't we?
Yes, we'll be out there. And the big thing about salute from the shore is you get out on the beach, you go big with red, white, and blue, whether it's flags or canopies or whatever else, your clothes, and because what we have is we have F-16s and a C-17 flying down the coast of South Carolina. They start at Cherry Grove at 1 o'clock. The F-16s will, of course, lead off with that one. They're at Myrtle Beach 103, Pawleys Island 106, Isle of Palms 115, Charleston Harbor 116, Folly Beach 120, Edisto 124, Beaufort at 135, and the C-17 follows at 105 at Cherry Grove. And we'll finish up at 154 in Beaufort, so
the C-17 moves a little slower than the
moves a little slower than the F-16s.
just a little.
Just indeed a bit. But, yeah, but just go out there. Go big. Let them see you. Take pictures. Do videos. And Salute from the Shore has a website and all. And they'd love for you to share anything from the beach to their website.
Mm-hmm.
Quick, you got a few minutes to get in another one.
I'm just going to get one more. Pagan's 4th of July celebration. Again, it starts at 6 p.m. It's on July 4th. It's got music, food, kids fun, and the fireworks show. It's all the same thing. Just pick one closest to you.
Go ahead. Go ahead and get one more in.
Hillbilly Day.
That's always a fun one.
I'm not sure where. Oh, Mountain Rest.
Yep.
It's on 4th of July, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They're going to have dancing, music, food, games, free admission, and free parking.
All right, hang on. We're going to talk to Patrick and all, and then we'll be back because we got a few more calendar events for you. See you on the other side. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so
this was your favorite song when I took you to see, did I take you to see the Doobie Brothers? Who was that?
No, it was the Doobie Brothers.
But Don Felder was playing this. You loved it.
Uh-uh.
You did.
I don't even remember that song.
He played a bunch of Eagles song, Taylor.
I don't. That was
maybe
forever
that was Jordan.
Ago, Dan.
Was that Jordan I took?
No, you took me.
It was you.
Golly.
You did like the song, though. Because it was like a mini Eagles concert.
Yeah,
anyway,
that was me.
Definitely
me.
Okay, all right. We got a bigger name on the line than you and I are talking about music. It is Bassmaster Elite Series and National Professional League Series angler Patrick Walters, who reminds me to this day he has never turned me down for a radio interview. You there?
Roger, how you doing? Yeah, I got you. Roger, hey, I'm happy to be here. And Roger, I always tell you, I'm never going to turn you down.
Oh.
All you got to do is call. I might forget to text you back, but I'll always answer your call.
Yeah. Yeah, some people are texters and some people are callers, and I never can remember which is which. So I have a little note under you that just said call him. Oh,
always works best.
How are you, man?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm actually in the truck now. I'm heading north. You know, I've had two weeks at home.
Right.
It's been hot, though. We've had some 90-degree days.
Yeah.
I've been sweating. I've been packing the stuff up. And, hey, I'm heading to the North Country to start the northern swing.
Yeah.
We're actually going to Saginaw Bay first for the fourth NPFL.
Right.
And then I'm going to spend a week in between just kind of fun fishing. Dad's actually in the truck with me.
Nice.
He's gonna get to practice with me, and then we're heading to St. Lawrence for the next elite. So I feel pretty good about getting a little brown sugar back in my life.
And how is Dad these days?
He's doing good. Roger, how are you and Taylor?
I'm good, Todd. It's good to hear your voice again, man. It's been a long time since we've seen you.
It has.
Think classic last the
yeah.
classic at Fort Worth. Yeah,
that was it.
That was
right.
It.
I said, you got a double whammy on this show.
Yeah, I do. Gosh, maybe want to interview Todd, get some dirt on Patrick.
I was saying.
Patrick, his interview's over.
So, Todd, are you, I see you and your wife practically at every tournament. Are y'all making it a thing to be at every Elite Series tournament you can be at?
We are. We've only missed one elite tournament since Patrick started. And we're going to try and go to about half of the NPFLs.
Okay.
The thing with the NPFL is I get to practice with Patrick.
Ah.
So I'm coming on a fishing trip.
Yeah. on somebody else's dime. That's even better.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Patrick, from your standpoint, what's it like having that kind of support at every elite tournament?
It means a lot, because if you have that support behind you, you know they're believing in you. And it also, if something happens, if you know you get a flat tire or anything on the road, I mean, there's only a couple things are consistent in fishing. It's things are going to change and things are going to break.
Right.
And when you've got somebody like Dad being there, it helps, because if there's a problem, it's not a problem. It's just, how are we going to fix it?
Right, yeah.
That's the biggest thing. Just having that crew there, you know you get somebody you can depend on.
Sure. Meantime, Emily's back home working.
Somebody's got to make the ice.
Oh, man. Oh, well, that's all good stuff. All right, well, let's see. The NPFL, what's the, you know, it's the National Professional Fishing League. I think this is, what, their second year?
Yes, sir. This
second
is their
year?
Second year.
What – and you're not fishing any opens this year. So what's the thought process behind fishing NPFLs, knowing that you and I talked earlier and you knew you were going to miss the first one because of an Elite Series tournament?
I didn't actually know I was going to fish the first one until the first one got there.
Oh.
Because originally when they scheduled the dates, I was good to fish it.
Okay.
And then they did some schedule changes because of some – just at the beginning of the year, it was like in December, and
right.
I was actually duck hunting in Nebraska when they changed it. And I just like looked at my phone and I was like, oh, they changed. I was like, oh yeah, those dates are good. I'm fine. But I forgot that the Bassmaster Classic practice was a week ahead of the tournament, basically.
Okay.
I just saw that the classic dates were good. I forgot about the practice dates.
Gotcha.
And uh, that, that kind of got me. But the main reason I would fish the NPFL this year was it's six tournaments.
Right.
And I always fish two divisions of the Opens, which is six tournaments as well.
Okay.
But the money's a little bit better. It's more money up front. It's 30 grand in entry fees.
Okay.
But it's 50 grand first place. But also they pay down to the top 40. And that's like $9,000. So if you get a check in the top 40, you're cutting a $9,000 check instead of it's the top 40 that get paid in the Opens where you're fishing against 225 guys and you're getting $2,500 back.
Right.
So you're not making any money really in the Opens. It's a great format to qualify for the Elite Series. It is the best trail to fish if you want to make a living fishing.
Yeah.
Because you to qualify for the Opens. But if you want to do it to make money, that's why I think the NPFL shines a little bit better because it's 125 guys is a full field. I think we're down to like 116 right now.
Okay.
But there's a month off limits. Everybody gets 3 days of practice. There's the no information rule. So it's a level playing field, which okay. I love because if I'm traveling fishing the elites, I can show up and everybody's on the same playing field of, hey, they haven't been there for a month practicing. They haven't been getting information. Where the Opens, you get a lot of guy, he's been fishing that lake for a month.
Sure.
You already feel like you're playing the eight ball.
Sure.
And that's what I love. It's the same rules as the elites. It's just a different trail, different lakes, different group of guys. It kind of just spices things up a little bit.
Cool. What's his record over there, Taylor? They missed the first one. What's the second? Lake Hartwell.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you finish on Lake Hartwell?
You finished second, Patrick.
It wasn't too bad. It was a decent tournament. I felt like I could have had a great tournament. I didn't fish as clean as I should have, but we'll take second place.
I'd take second place.
And then what was Watts Bar again?
Watts Bar?
Yeah.
You took first place on that one.
Super 3 is not bad.
Not
shabby at all.
A little bit of a chance in that first one.
So sitting 25th in points, that tells you how two good finishes can really, really impact. Dig you out of the hole.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think top 10 in AOY at the end of the year get like cash prizes. I think first place is 20 grand. So it's like,
wow.
Yeah. They're in trouble. I mean, I'm going for AOY. Why not?
Yeah.
Well, I've never accused you of fishing just to go out there and have a good time.
Yeah, I do. I always say I'm going out there to have fun, but anybody who has ever fished with me, Roger, you probably know this.
I know this.
For some unexpected reason. Like, I'm out there like, hey, everybody's having fun. Then I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
I'm like, calm down. And honestly, I gotta say, I blame that on Dad. I get that from him.
Ooh. Todd, taking a hit.
When we're out there, hey. It's good, though. I mean, yeah. Out for blood.
Yeah.
You're biting somewhere on that lake, you better go find.
We just got to go catch them.
Yeah, I was having fun with you fishing until I got compared to Emily once or twice.
That's why I feel so sorry for her, because she takes the brunt of it. We're out there fighting.
I'm sure she does.
Like, come on, man. Get it up under there. Like, I'm making her skip under that tree or something. Like, I'm not fishing either. I'm just, like, standing there hovering.
Micromanaging. That's exactly what not he was good. Doing with me. he's like, come up here on the front so you can get a better angle on it. And I'm like, I don't want to come up there. That's like going to the principal's office.
Exactly. And I'm going to critique you.
Oh, you do. You did. You will be happy to know I'm a lot better now than I was that year. Much
well,
better.
You're going to have to come back and make another trip.
Yeah. We'll have to bring Taylor with us because she's like I was back then, so she can come up on the front deck.
Oh, so now you're sending me to the principal's office.
I'm sending
office.
You to the principal's office.
Come on.
Oh, man. Good times all the way around. Cool. And then, of course, you got the Elite Series. Yeah, I don't want to get too far. Taylor's reminding me of the time frame here. Got about 2.5 minutes here. Gosh, Taylor, come on. Give me something. What you got?
I don't know.
You got nothing. You don't have a two-minute filler?
I have a lot of stuff, but it's not 2 minutes.
It's not two. Okay, minute filler or two-minute filler. what, and we talked about maybe getting the second, what is your off season when you're 2 weeks at home or a month at home? What are you doing when you're not getting ready for the next tournament?
You know, spending time with family, because with so much time on the road, it feels good to get home, take a couple of days off, spend time with the family, kind of do some odd and end things around the house. But basically it's, I'm going to be on the boat out doing something somewhere, kind of just enjoying fishing or just hanging out.
You just said you don't go have fun fishing.
I usually don't take a rod at that time.
Okay. All right.
I'm taking a rod. It's straight business.
Taking the dog with you. There you go.
Taking the dogs, taking the family on the boat, just going out there riding. And then after that, it's basically preparing for the next tournament. I mean, I've been preparing for 2 weeks, rigging tackle, organizing, getting the boat ready. Just little things. You know, you're always got to be working on something for the next picture.
Todd, what are you doing on your time off between tournaments?
Do what now?
I asked Todd what he does between tournaments.
We've been doing a lot of work. Got rental properties, got hunting property. We just bought two places over on Edisto Beach.
Ooh.
He's turned into a real estate agent.
We're planning on moving to Edisto. So
really?
We got two boats over there ready to go. So we're just ready to make this northern swing so we can get back to some saltwater fishing.
back to the roots and the dark side of fishing, huh?
Exactly. I tell you what, you can learn a lot saltwater fishing that will carry over into fresh and back to the salt.
All about that current deal.
Yep.
All about that current.
It is. It really helps you, especially when you fish in the Elite Series and you go to tidal fisheries.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people don't understand it, and you got a pretty good leg up on them.
I hear you. All right. Well, y'all hang on. We got a double shot of the Walters today on the show. Y'all hang on through the break. We'll get more Woods and Water Cycling on the other side.
Why you should let me push the button?
No, I'm not gonna let you push the button. But like I said, we're gonna redo that intro. But here we go. Old Todd and all those are gonna be doing a lot of this at Edisto. So this is just for you, Todd.
Hey, thanks. I can picture Todd and Kenny sitting on the dock right now.
Can't you right now? Can't you just see that?
That's an easy picture to see. Oh God.
Oh, I heard Geddes's name. What now? Oh man, good stuff. But anyway, we're back with talking to Patrick Walters, and we got a guest appearance by his dad Todd, which is, man, Todd, we go back to watching this kid a long time, hadn't we?
Hey, we sure have. It's been a long, it seems like a long time, but it really hadn't been. I don't think we've enjoyed it as much as we've rushed through it. and I mean, that seems to be like our fishing technique. If we rush through it and we don't really enjoy the fishing part of it.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Sometimes you just got to slow down a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, last segment we talked about National Professional Fishing League. We do want to talk about the Elite Series a little bit, but I'm always one to hit up and try to pull some tips out of these guys when I can. I don't want to ask them for spots, but I do want to ask them to help
you
me out.
You gold digger.
I am, buddy. I tell you, I got to work these relationships to get something out of them. besides good friendship. I'll take the good friendship over everything else. But Patrick, if you're going to be out fishing, we're already here in late June, so you might as well just say July and August. What are you going to have on your deck?
You know, it's warm in July, so I'm going to be fishing big baits to an extent, bigger baits, and I'm going to be covering a lot of water. I'm going to give you four rods.
All right.
Two of them are in the same category. I want topwater. I want a big spook, or a big top, a walking topwater, and a frog.
Okay.
You know, like at Santee, the early morning frog bite, it's hard to beat. And, you know, at Murray, Hartwell, and Santee, there's a great big spook bite, topwater bite, something along those lines. And then I want a big worm, whether it's an old monster on a Texas rig or a mag trick worm on a big shaky head.
Okay.
You know, something you can drag through brush piles, drag on points.
All right.
And then finally, I want a deep diving crankbait, something I can throw across points, burn, cover a lot of water, and just find those aggressive fish. You know, it's hot in July. The fish are going to have to be active, and they're going to eat. So I'm going to throw a big worm, a crankbait, and topwater.
When you say big top, are you talking 6-8 inches stuff?
Yeah, like just a super spook. Super spook, or the Skeeter B13. Okay. Yeah, like a big skimmer. Not a huge, huge chopper.
Okay, all right. Because I know I got some of those, that make some of those 7-8 inch walking baits. And I'm like, I look at that thing and go, I ain't even bother throwing that thing.
But like a good size spook or the Skimmer Grande, Skeeter B13, those bigger size.
Oh, I know what I'm going to get. Do you throw your topwaters on braid?
Straight braid, baby.
Straight braid.
I used to throw it on mono a good bit, but it's just hard to beat braid. Braid just casts so much further. You get the hooks penetrated and no issues.
I had this conversation with Davey Height, and he said you don't have to work near as hard with a topwater bait on braid as you do with mono.
You don't. I mean, I'm telling you, you get it down where you're almost twitching the bait with the reel handle. Like, you don't have to use such a long, cumbersome rod anymore. Like, I used to use a 7-Eleven when I was throwing it on mono because, like, you would – that's how big of a rod you'd have to use to throw it as far as you needed to. And then you would just wear yourself out twitching it. Now I'm using a 7-4, and I'm just, like, light twitches. Like, you're barely twitching the rod, and the bait's –
That's what he said. Okay.
I don't know if you can see it, but that's what my hands are doing.
I can see it in my mind's eye.
Exactly.
All right, Taylor, elites.
Yeah, so we're going to switch gears here. Like we said, you're not fishing any opens this year. You're 14th in AOI standings right now. And y'all have some exciting stops coming up.
Yeah, I'm actually not too happy where I'm at in AOI. I just haven't had a good year in the elites this year for some reason. I just haven't been fishing clean. I don't know what it is, but that's why I'm excited to be heading up north right now because I have a week at Saginaw, all smallmouth country. I'm going to have a week in between there in St. Lawrence because I'm actually going to stay up here in New York and Ohio and Michigan for that week. And I'm going to fish nothing but smallmouth for a week, just fun fishing to make sure all my gear and tackle's down in because the next stop for the elites is the St. Lawrence River and I'm going up there for some redemption. I'm excited about that tournament. I think it's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
And when I get there, I want to make sure everything's in tune because I want to make a little comeback. And then when we go from there, we go back home for 2 or 3 weeks, and then Oahe. I'm really excited about Oahe. I think it's just so different. Nobody's really been there.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be some of the best smallmouth fishing we've ever seen with Bassmaster. As long as the weather stays good, I think it's going to be absolutely amazing.
And y'all have a back-to-back there. Y'all go from Oahe to Mississippi River right after that.
Yep, straight to the Mississippi River in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And that one's actually got me a little nervous compared to the first two because it's such a diverse fishery. You know, you can fish for smallmouth in the river. Yep. You can fish fast backwaters for largemouth, donor frog, and a swim jig. But it's so much water to cover there. And like you said, we only get like 2.5 days of practice. You can kind of get lost in an area like that. It's just because I've never been there, which I've never been to Hawaii either, but I feel like that one's going to be a lot easier because I feel like I know where those smallmouth are going to be at, where at Mississippi River, there's a lot more options.
Right. Well, with those back-to-back tournaments like Oahe, Mississippi River, if you were to make the cut for Saturday and Sunday on Oahe, you're losing the travel days and practice days for Mississippi River. What, like, kind of weighing your options on that, would you rather fish for the championship or would you rather have those extra days to go and travel and practice for Mississippi River?
I'd rather fish for the championship. They are giving us an extra day of travel in between there because they are both fast back-to-back tournaments. So they are giving us a spare day in there for if you do make the final day to get there. But a bird in the hand is worth more than two in the bush. So I'd rather take the championship when you can get it, because nothing's ever promised. You may go to the next one and practice for 3 days at zero. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you got to take it when you can get it.
You know,
worry about the next one when you get there.
You know, with Todd and Tow and all that, and going up north, these smallmouth lakes, you know, most of these smallmouth lakes have pretty good walleye populations. Do you eat pretty good when you go to some of these upper northern lakes?
We're going to eat pretty darn
good. We've been eating walleye since we left Somerville this morning.
I literally have the fillet board in the toolbox and the electric fillet knife packed and charged. Like, we're going up there with mission to kill.
That is by far some of the best fish I've ever eaten.
It really is.
Outside of salt water. Yeah.
It is the most comparable freshwater fish to salt water.
Yeah,
I agree.
It is. It is. I had never eaten any. And a friend of mine, oh my gosh, he had a buddy who he played hockey with, whose dad lived in Quebec, who had a friend who had this huge place up in, my gosh, up near Chibougamau somewhere in northern, on something other than that. It's a nine hour truck ride to get up there. Dirt roads, logging trucks. I mean, it was a thing. And I told Kevin, next time I go up, I'm gonna fly in. Ain't no way I'm driving. I was nervous wreck.
Exactly.
But anyway, we got up there and the lake is just, it's nothing but pike and walleye. And
wow. The
walleye, like, have never seen a lure. I mean, it didn't matter what you threw. I mean, I was catching them on fly rod.
Wow.
But it was just like, that was some of the best fish I have ever eaten in my life. Just good stuff.
My mouth is literally watering. You got me fired up.
We had it and moose all week long. That was the meat.
How is moose? I've never tried it.
It was pretty good. We mostly had moose hash.
Okay.
Because it was frozen and, you know, it just, nobody wanted to wait till it thawed out because we didn't have a microwave oven. So rather than let it sit out there for a day or two to thaw out, we were just hacking it up, making hash out of it and all that. But it was really good. I mean, you know.
That just does not sound
good.
That's
fish camp food, buddy. You eat what's out there.
It makes that walleye sound real good.
Oh, yeah. It is. It is. But, you know, talking about your point standing elite, and we just got a couple of minutes left. You know, you got a 48, a 50, and a 51, but you're sitting, what, 14th, Taylor?
Yeah.
That just shows the ups and downs of fishing, professional fishing. It's not that you really tanked and had a horrible one, but evidently everybody ahead of you tanked and had horrible fishery somewhere else, you know?
It has been an off year for a lot of people, but each tournament, the cuts that I've missed, I've been less than a pound from making the cut on each one. And each of those tournaments, I've lost like multiple fish that would have put me in the cut. And that's what hurts. It's like you've given yourself a chance and you had an opportunity and then like something just happened and you didn't execute. And that's what makes me just kind of frustrated by it. It's not like you didn't have the bites. I mean, I was never on the fish to do for a top 10
right
per se, but it was like you were on the fish to get paid.
I gotcha.
It's just didn't execute, so that's why I'm not overly thrilled with it. That's why we're going up here to chase some smallmouth and make some ground back up.
Yeah, you missed the big bite this year.
Yeah,
and when you did get the big bite, then you didn't pin him and land it.
Yep.
And I think that's where we're 14th in points instead of in sixth.
Yep. Well, look, you guys be careful traveling. We'll catch up with you on the road somewhere, or maybe here back in South Carolina. But thanks for being on the show. Safe travels. Everybody else, hang on. We'll be back in more Woods and Water, South Carolina on the other side.
Hey, thank y'all. Y'all take care.
Really?
You know what's funny about talking to Patrick?
What?
He talks about fun fishing, but then when he talks about fishing, he doesn't fun fish.
No.
But he's talking about going up there with Todd, and they're going to fun fish for a week.
No, they're going to be screaming at each other on a 21-foot boat.
I would like to be on that boat, like in a rod locker or something.
I
don't want to be where baits are flying around and stuff like that.
I'd want to be one of like little fishies that's underneath them. that is listening to all the conversations.
I'd rather be in a rod locker.
No.
Listening to that conversation.
No.
But it's funny. He talks about it. He goes, I can't go fun fishing. He got on the lake and have fun, but I can't have a rod in the boat.
Yep.
And then he turns right around and says, I'm going to be up there fun fishing for a week.
You're the same way.
What?
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. And I blame it all on him.
You blame that all on Jake Metz. It's not Patrick Walter's fault. It's my granddaddy's fault.
Good old Jake.
My granddaddy. Going fishing was a chore. It was a job.
Paddling
it was an adventure.
Around the pond and
yeah, I mean, when my brother was fishing with my granddaddy, they had a motor. I mean, I think it was like a 3 or 4 horsepower motor, but it still was a motor. When I got there, I had a paddle. I had a motor. It was an 8-foot feather light paddle. Feather brand. That was it. Feather brand paddle. And, you know, try being 6, 7 years old sitting in the back of a V-Hull Alumacraft boat and banging that paddle on either gunwale as you switch from one side to the other, and your granddaddy turn around and going, can you make a little noise, a little more noise, Roger? He didn't say it like that. I promise you it wasn't said like that.
Figured that.
In between, he had a silver Ford Fairlane. This was the car we started out in. And he had a Gran Torino, a yellow Gran Torino after that.
This was the truck?
No, both cars.
I thought it was a truck.
No, Ford Fairlane, and then Granddaddy didn't own a truck. He owned a car. They only had one car. Grandmother Metz did not drive. Or maybe she did. She just drove his car. I think they only had one car at a time when I remember. But anyway, the cows.
The cows
love to lick the paint on the Ford Fairlane. And so it didn't matter which side of the pond we were on. If we were closer to that bank, it was out of the boat, go run the cows off. If I had to run around the whole pond to get it done, then I had to run back around the whole pond to get back in the boat.
Those were fun days.
Now you know why fishing is a job. It's an adventure.
Oh, yes.
I have fun when I go to Chester fishing. Mm-hmm. When I'm just on the farm pond or something, whacking brim with worms, it's fun. Or beetle spin. They can't stand a beetle spin. They can't pass it up. They can't pass it up.
So it's a must.
Fishing so simplified, it's not fun. It's like smoking those Boston butts the other day. Other than just the time of it all, it is like dumb cooking. You know,
it tastes good.
The brine you put it in for 24 hours starts the taste off. You sprinkle it down with whatever rub you want. You put it on the smoker at 225 to 250. You keep the temps going all day long like that, and you pull it off, wrap it up in an hour and a half.
You get a nice smelling house and yard.
A yard. It all smells good. Anywhere you go around here on those days, it smells good. But, oh, we'll get back to that. Let's finish up the calendar event brought to you, since I messed it up the first time, brought to you by Capital City.
Lake Murray Country. I wanted to make a note on my Hillbilly Day.
Yes.
Even though it is on 4th of July, they're not going to be having fireworks.
Yeah. But it's a fun 4th of July thing to do.
Yes.
Because you can do it, then go fireworks.
Yep.
All right. Where are you going after that?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Huh?
It's your turn.
Well, I've got 3 left, and you've only got 6 left, so you go ahead and do your...
Easley's putting on their 4th of July festival with music again, but they've got over 15 bands coming.
Hot dog.
There's an air dog show. Okay.
All right.
And a kid zone. And fireworks start at 9:45.
One of the best ones, I guess one of the premier ones, is the Patriots Point fireworks show in Mount Pleasant, where you can enjoy the fireworks on the flight deck of the USS Yorktown.
That would be cool.
They just went, the tickets just went on sale this past week. They cost $25 a piece, and it's called the 4th of July Fireworks Blast at Patriots Point Naval Museum. Oh, yeah, you get an enhanced viewing option. So food and drinks will not be allowed on the flight deck, however. But they do have gourmet popsicles. Flight date capacity is limited, and tickets are expected to sell out quickly if you wanted to get that to have at it. And in addition to the flight deck option, Patriots Point's guests are invited to a free party, which will happen landside. The event will not require a ticket. Guests enjoy live music, access to more than a dozen food trucks, and fireworks show above Charleston Harbor after sundown. Parking at Patriots Point for the day will be $20 per vehicle. Bring your own seats. There you go.
Bring your own seats.
Yep, bring your own chairs.
Yeah.
And the regular museum is open from 9 to 5. Cool. I get a twofer. Go ahead.
The Independence Fest in Walhalla is July 1st through the 4th, so it's a multi-day thing. And they're having, it's on Main Street, and they're going to have live music and rides and fireworks, and all the stores on Main Street are having specials and everything, so be a fun thing to go to.
On Lake Murray, again, where Capital City.
Huh?
Where Capital City.
Oh, Lake Murray Country.
Is located. Actually, that's not where this is. I tricked you.
What?
This is the Greenville Fireworks Show. The city of Greenville.
Oh, come
I
on.
Got you on that one. But Lake Murray does have the Drear Island and Spence Island fireworks, which are really cool.
That wasn't funny.
I just tried to make up for the Capital City Lake Murray
funny.
Thing. Okay.
That wasn't
anyway,
funny.
This one's the Greenville. The city of Greenville is bringing back fireworks on the 4th. To join us at Unity Park on Monday, July 4th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a spectacular fireworks show in our beautiful new 60-acre park. Come early, bring a blanket and picnic dinner, and enjoy a memorable evening as we honor our great country. That's on the 4th, 6 to 10, Unity Park.
Celebrate Simpsonville is put on a free fireworks show. It's July 3rd, and they're going to have music and food again. Trying to see where it is, but it starts at 6, so it doesn't give you that time for fireworks. But
what we got was a listing of everything.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Finish yours out.
Okay. Independence Day celebration in Seneca is going to have food and drink vendors, live music, games for kids, and fireworks. That one is on July 4th, starting at 2. It's the earliest one.
All right.
The Red, White, and Boom at Barnett Park.
Spartanburg.
In Spartanburg. They're going to have food, music, and then, they're going to have dancing, and then fireworks. And that's on July 4th at 6.
This last one is not fireworks related, but it is from Capital City.
Lake Murray Country.
Boy, you're slow today. The Purple Martin Tour in the evenings crank up. Tuesday, June 28th, 6:30 to 9 p.m. Join Wingard's Naturalist and U.S. Coast Guard Captain Zach Steinheiser or Rick Kraut for a pontoon tour of the largest Purple Martin roost in North America, right on Lake Murray. Goes on to talk a little bit about the... But they're available every Tuesday through Friday, beginning June 28th through August 26th. The Martins leave the island at dawn each morning for the day of insect hunting and training their newborns for the long flight to Brazil in the fall. So the evening sunset sessions, 12-acre bomb island is where you're going to go for the roost. And it's just got thousands and thousands and thousands of birds, which is, I understand, pretty cool.
Sounds like
it. So anyway. Contact them and for more information. All right, Toby, you have a funny.
Why did you give it
you
away?
You have a new hunting season.
Why did you give it
I'm
away?
I'm sorry.
I was going to try and do it as serious as possible.
You couldn't have kept it together.
South Carolina.
You couldn't tell me to keep it together.
South Carolina DNR put out a post on Facebook reminding everybody that the Department of Wildlife the Department of Wildlife is reminding everybody that snipe season is in for South Carolina.
What's that again?
Snipe season.
Snipe season. Okay.
It will officially open July 1st and continue through July 31st. The bag limit, the nightly bag limit is 2. You can only hunt mature, or you can only have 2 mature snipes. Flashlights are not permitted. Spotlights are not permitted. Flashlights are permitted. No hunting from vehicles. Please, and thank you. Respect the snipes. Fabric and paper bags only, no plastic. And just remind, these laws are strictly enforced, so please, what am I trying to say? Comply with it. Please and thank you.
You got a lot of people who didn't grow up in the country going, huh? Snipe hunting.
I thought I pulled that off pretty well.
You did pretty good. I'll give it to you.
Thanks,
snipe hunting was something we... I won't say what we did with snipe hunting. Anyway, that was just a funny for the week, folks. If you're, don't know what you want to do. I always do this on summertime rules.
Oh, gracious alive.
I've been reading Steve Rinella's new book, Outdoor Kids in an Inside World. Great book. If you don't have it, go get it. And I don't want to do this because I want to say, look, if you smoke a bunch of a pork and you're wondering about shrink wrapping it or vacuum sealing it, put it in a big container, refrigerate it overnight. In the morning, all that fat and all that's got the juiciness and the flavor in it will be firmed up, and you can vacuum seal it, no problem. Because the problem with vacuum sealing is it wants to pull all the moisture out of it. What are you, like squash it to squash the other day?
If you can't tell, he's extremely obsessed at the moment.
I'm having fun with it.
I am.
I've done steaks and hamburger.
I'm
going to
come home and you're
going to
shrink
corn.
Wrap everything. Like, the couch is going to be shrink wrapped when
ammunition.
I get home one day. Oh, my gracious alive.
Ammunition.
It's a food saver.
No, it's not a food saver. It's a Weston.
Okay, stop making it sound so exciting.
It is. It's fun. Not. But I've done steaks and hamburgers and ground beef.
And the dog and
corn and green beans.
You know,
and
I haven't seen chunkers in a while. Did you shrink
wrap
chunkers?
We're going to eat
groundhog. No! That is not even funny.
But if you smoke pork, put it in the fridge overnight. The next morning, it will be nice and cold and greasy, and you can just stick it in the bag. Make sure you wipe off the edge of the bag so it can seal firmly, and it just freezes up so nicely.
I'm so glad
it
that
is.
You're happy with this.
All right. Thank you for being along. Thank you for listening. Thank you for helping me out, Taylor. Quit yawning. Y'all hang in there. We'll be back next week. So in the meantime, make time to get out there.
Play the back roads if you can.
Don't forget the camera. Back next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina. Gone, Carolina.